The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Should you add gold to your portfolio? Prices of the precious metal hit a series of record levels this year.
Gold is seen as what they call a safe haven asset, which means when people are worried about the economy or some event happens in the world that gets them nervous, then they tend to turn to gold.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal markets reporter Bob Henderson after the break.
The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
The price of gold has hit several all-time highs recently, up about 11% this year. Wall Street Journal markets reporter Bob Henderson joins me. So, Bob, what has propelled the price of gold to these high levels?
Most recently, it's been all about interest rates and all about expectations about what the Federal Reserve will do with regard to cutting rates. The 11% that gold has gone up, I mean, it's oscillated a lot during the course of the year, but pretty much all of that move you could attribute to November. And what's happened in November is that people have become a lot more optimistic about the idea that the Fed is going to, first of all, stop raising rates as they have over the last year and a half and start cutting them sooner next year than people had expected. And that's been a big boost to gold prices.
Now, that's also sparked a rally in stocks and bond prices. So what's the connection there?
Lower interest rates for all investments, in a way, are better, because investments in stocks and bonds tend to entail paying now to receive some kind of income or some kind of value in the future. And lower rates means that value is worth more today than when rates are higher. When it comes to gold, it's an extreme case of that story in that when interest rates come down, it's not as though it's making gold better in any sense. It's more like it's making it less worse. It's the fact that gold doesn't pay any interest at all, doesn't pay any dividends, whereas stocks and bonds do. The alternative to gold might be cash or it might be bonds. And if you're earning less interest on those, then gold, by comparison, the opportunity cost is less. That's a force that pushes buying in gold.
So it's a place of safety for investors and their money?
Yeah, exactly. It's safe, but it doesn't give you earnings. It's not giving you dividends. It's not giving you interest. It's a rock. That's historically is kind of a do no harm. It's a place where you can go. It's always been there. It's always going to be there. And it just looks less worse by comparison to other assets as interest rates come down.
What other factors can cause gold prices to move up and down?
Gold tends to increase in value when bad things are happening in the economy, when there's stress, when there's geopolitical tensions. When Hamas attacked Israel in early October, gold jumped and it went from $1,800-ish an ounce to about $2,000 an ounce over the following weeks after that. So that's an example.
And the unsettling events around the world, that's gone back a couple of years when you think about Russia going into Ukraine.
And similarly, gold spiked then, and it spiked during the pandemic as well. You could look at the chart of gold, and wherever you see a spike, you can just look up the newspaper headlines for the days around that time, and you're going to see a lot of things happening. Gold is seen as what they call a safe haven asset, which means when people are worried about the economy or some event happens in the world that gets them nervous, then they tend to turn to gold.
By the way, when we talk about investing in gold, does that mean buying gold bars?
It can. You could buy gold bars. You can buy coins from the U.S. Mint. They're called American Eagles, and they come in 1 ounce and smaller denominations. But that has its problems. You have to transport them. You have to store them. You have to hope that they don't get stolen. So more often than not, there are what I would say are better ways. You can buy exchange-traded funds that hold physical gold for you. The biggest one is the Spider Gold Shares Fund.
How about investments that are related to gold?
So you could buy gold mining shares, for example. They're related to gold. They tend to go up, shares of miners. They tend to go up when gold goes up, but that's a much more risky investment because you're not just exposed to gold, then you're exposed to how the company performs. You're exposed to the potential of, say, fraud at the company and those kinds of things, any kind of idiosyncratic risks that the company has. And there's only a handful of them. So even if you bought a handful of gold miners, there's still a lot of risk there that doesn't have much to do with gold.
And you mentioned different ways to invest in gold, either in gold itself, the funds, or in miners. For people who are trying to manage their own portfolio or a 401k, how would gold fit into their investment strategy?
So there's a few reasons why people buy gold, other than maybe just being bullish, which some people are. People buy it as just to diversify their portfolio, help to reduce risk. Another is because they believe it will track with inflation, so it can be considered an inflation hedge because it's a real physical thing. It's used in jewelry and things like that.
Yeah, gold as a component of things appears in products that you might not even guess.
It's in film. It's in your iPhone. It's in a lot of electronics, cars, all sorts of things.
But even as we saw interest rates rise steadily over the past year and a half, we didn't see that kind of movement in gold until the most recent rally. Why was that?
Over the last year and a half, interest rates have gone up a lot. And gold, before the most recent rally, hasn't done much at all. And so you could ask why. Gold should have been a lot lower. The biggest reason analysts and traders say that it has not gone lower is because there's been a huge surge in central bank buying, mostly emerging market banks like China, Russia. Poland has been a big buyer this year. And so that's actually been a new development in the market over the last few years.
What could cause gold to significantly come down?
A reversal of what's been happened recently. If inflation picks up again in the short term, something else happens that causes people to think the Fed is going to start raising rates again or not cut them sooner, like people think, that could certainly weigh on gold.
That's WSJ Markets reporter Bob Henderson. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back on Monday morning with WSJ's Amani Moiz to discuss what money moves you should make if the Fed shakes up interest rates again. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.